Hello, this is Susan Piper. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. My name is Paula. I have a question for you regarding my breath. I find it boring, and though it's vital to my existence, I do find it boring. I've been meditating for about 3 years and still sort of struggle with this. What I've been doing is a mini body scan where I will follow the breath at my nostrils for a bit. And when that gets boring, I move to maybe the back of my throat. And when that gets boring, I move to my chest and so on. My first question is that okay? Or should I just be focusing on one area and not move during that meditation session? And the other question is, I wonder if I should be focusing on something else if after all this time I still find it hard to concentrate on the breath. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your teachings and look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for your excellent question. And thank you so much for having a meditation practice for the last several years. That is a wonderful thing, not easy. One of the most interesting things to me about your question is that it is predicated on the idea, understandably, that boredom is a problem. And yeah, who likes to be bored? Nobody. And we live in a world where there is always the possibility of being entertained, which can be awesome because there's a lot of amazing things to watch and think about and do and feel and so on. But we also live in a time when we are trying to fill every moment with something, maybe something meaningful, maybe something fun, maybe something useful, maybe something useless, whatever it might be. We have become unaccustomed to the notion of a space where nothing is happening. Just today, a friend of mine was telling me about this phenomena of people being addicted to video games. And she even had a friend who recently got divorced because she couldn't stop playing video games long enough to be in a relationship or take care of a baby. And obviously, this is an extreme and this is not you. But I could relate to this inclination to constantly occupy myself to the point where when I am without occupation, that is what makes me anxious, rather than being overly occupied. It's interesting that we live in a time when it is not having something to do that makes us the most uncomfortable. You know, maybe 100 years ago or something, not having something to do was awesome because you could just hang out or stare at the sky or water the lawn or whatever it is people did 100 years ago. But now it's, well, I'm at a stop sign, so let me check my Twitter feed, or I have to wait in line, let me look at my email. And to be without our smartphone or just some way of being engaged, like I say, can feel unpleasant and uncomfortable. So it makes sense that we would find something as ordinary as breath to be boring. It is not, however, the sign of a problem. It could actually be considered a really good sign. Again, boredom doesn't feel good, but when we do get bored in our meditation, it is a sign that we have stopped trying to entertain ourselves. And now something new and fresh is possible because we're not engaged in a habitual thought pattern. So after a few years of practicing, as you have been doing, it makes sense that it would be kind of boring. One of the things that people rarely say about meditation practice is that at some point it becomes difficult and boring. And that is not a sign that anything has gone wrong. Again, like I say, it's actually a sign that you're starting to clear away some space. However, it would be wrong to start to look for what might fill that space. And what is most useful, it seems, is to relax with your boredom. To allow the feeling of maybe slight anxiety or shouldn't I be doing something more useful, to just be there while you do this very important task of resting with yourself exactly as you are. You're not working on anything. You're not trying to accomplish anything. You're not trying to figure anything out. You're simply being with yourself, riding the waves of breath. And yes, breathing is not fascinating, but at the same time, it kind of is. The very first thing that we do when we're born is inhale. And the very last thing we do when we die is exhale. Every inhalation is a kind of affirmation of being alive, and every exhale is a kind of letting go. So in that sense, it's kind of amazing. On the other hand, you're just sitting there breathing. No big deal. It is hard to imagine anything more ordinary than what we do when we're meditating, which is sit on this earth and breathe. You can't really take anything away from this equation. You can't take being physically present away, and you can't take breath away. These two things are the ultimate in ordinary, and we have become accustomed to seeing ordinary as equivalent with boring. Maybe it is. I would posit that it is not, and there is something about sinking into the ordinariness of sitting, of breathing, of being yourself, of allowing space that contains the magic of the practice. The ordinary is the magic. So I encourage you to stay with the breath. And when you get bored, maybe I should do a body scan, or wouldn't there be a more useful way to spend this time? That you call that thinking, because that's all it is. And let go and come back to the ordinary, extraordinary waveform of breathing and being human. That is the practice. We're not trying to get anywhere. Rather, we are trying to be somewhere. And the last thing I'll say about the breath is that it is kind of the ideal object of meditation. No matter how hard you try, there is no way that you can breathe in the past, and there is no way that you can breathe in the future. Breath is always right now, in the present. So when your attention is wedded to the breath, it is also wedded to the present moment. You are right here, awake and alive. And this is why we practice, to be awake and fully alive. So I wish you the best with your practice. Good luck with the boredom. Know that it is a sign of progress and that you're doing a fantastic job. Thank you.